Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's reading of the Yuma Sun, Yuma's daily newspaper. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Mary Wiegand. On the show today, a recap of headlines from the weekend editions of the Yuma Sun. AmeriCorps builds skills and helps the community in Yuma County. And the Council to Consider Aquatics Feasibility Study, an inmate labor contract. Before we do the news, let's do the weather. For Tuesday, the 5th of May, it's going to be sunny, a high of 79, a low of 54, and winds out of the west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Wednesday, the 6th of May, sunny again, a high of 87, a low of 61, and winds out of the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then for Thursday, May 7th, sunny again, jumping up to 97 for a high, 65 for a low, and winds out of the south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now, for the news. Starting with a recap of headlines from the weekend editions of the Yuma Sun, from the Friday, May 1st edition, Hannah Martinez earned the 2026 Teacher of the Year Award in Yuma County. Born and raised in Yuma, she is a teacher at Palm Croft Elementary School. Her work has spilled beyond the classroom and classroom hours as she works as the coordinator of the school's 21st Century Before and After School program. Next, from Friday, public safety remains a priority as Yuma City officials look into the 2026-27 fiscal year budget. At a retreat earlier this month, department heads presented council members with overviews. In relation to the Yuma Police Department, the agency has 157 sworn officers with a 6% vacancy rate, compared to the national average vacancy rate of 10 to 15%. The starting pay for a YPD officer is $65,229, with incentive pay of 5 to 10% for position pay and up to $5,000 a year for career enhancement pay. The department has 113 civilian staff, including public safety technicians, dispatchers, traffic investigators, evidence technicians, administrative assistants, and recruiters. A department plan indicates that its focus areas are staffing, training and standards, facility and capacity for summer and early fall, community priorities, and service expectations. Also from Friday, to reduce the risk of drowning and to promote water safety to children who are the most at risk age group, the Yuma County Public Health Service District is providing scholarships for 73 free swim lessons for local children ages 6 months to 5 years. To register, families can sign up in one of three ways. Online at the Yuma Parks and Recreation website at yumaaz.gov/government/parks-recreation. By calling 928-373-5200. Or in person at the City of Yuma Parks and Recreation Office, located at One City Plaza in Yuma. And finally, from Friday, the Yuma Parks and Recreation Department will begin replacing the splash pad at Friendship Park at Avenue A and 34th Place on Monday, May 4th, as part of an effort to update the aging water play area and support long-term use of the park. Construction is expected to take about 2 months, with the goal of having the new splash pad operational by mid-July. For more information, contact Yuma Parks and Recreations at 928-373-5200. Next, headlines from the Saturday, May 2nd edition of the Yuma Sun. The Library District has opened two sensory pods to the community. The pods are located at the main library, 2951 South 21st Drive. There are two pods. One on the main floor is for kids, and the other pod upstairs is for adults. Next from Saturday, youth and adults, community members, and municipal officials honored Arbor Day in Somerton by continuing tree planting at Council Avenue Park. On April 24th, students from the Youth Build Program, members of the Senior Center, and city officials and staff gathered at the park to plant 8 trees in commemoration of the National Day that promotes the planting and care of trees for environmental improvement. And finally, from Saturday, 20 Yuma Union High School District students from 6 high schools earned awards at the Southern Arizona Research, Science, and Engineering Foundation Fair at the University of Arizona. Overall, 46 students representing the schools traveled to Tucson to showcase their projects, connect with industry professionals, and further develop their skills in scientific research and presentation. And that concludes the recap of headlines from the weekend editions of the Yuma Sun. Now, news from the Monday, May 4th, May the 4th be with you, edition of the Yuma Sun. Our first article, AmeriCorps members build skills and help community in Yuma County. This article by Michael Neary, Sun staff writer. Liz Valdez was looking for something to nudge her closer to a career hope when she encountered a new AmeriCorps position that hit the right notes. I'd been a stay-at-home mom for 10 years, and I guess when you've been a stay-at-home mom for so long, you don't know where to start, she said. Now, Valdez is working at the Yuma Community Food Bank with Anai Lopez. The two spread word throughout the area about the food bank's work and perform other tasks that help the food bank and the people it serves. The two grew up in the area, and they were among more than 20 AmeriCorps members helping out at organizations within Yuma County. AmeriCorps is a federal agency with members who, according to the agency's website, focus on such areas as disaster services, economic opportunity, education, environmental stewardship, health, and veteran support. Lopez and Valdez started their work on site at the Yuma County Food Bank in January, after beginning their term with AmeriCorps in October. AmeriCorps members had not been working at the food bank before the two began their service. They're currently in the midst of a 9-month term starting in October and serving more than 20 hours each week. They receive a living stipend from AmeriCorps as they work, along with an award of several thousand dollars that can be applied to education when they finish. The main mission of AmeriCorps is to help people alleviate poverty in their communities, said Angelica Hernandez, Family Scholar House Health Corps Program Director for Arizona, a program sponsored by AmeriCorps. Helping out at a food bank falls squarely within the AmeriCorps mission, Hernandez said, and she pointed out the benefits to the members themselves. They're getting experience in what it is like to see people in different situations throughout the community, and they can take that with them when they continue in their careers, Hernandez said. Mary McClendon, Fund Development Director for the Yuma Community Food Bank, also underscored the way the experience will help the AmeriCorps members. McClendon, who's worked in social services and higher education, began her position with the food bank in August and was instrumental in creating a space for the AmeriCorps members. McClendon emphasized the way in which the food bank benefits from two members' services, but she also described the presence of the two as an opportunity for the food bank to contribute to the development of individuals in our community, whether they're youth, re-entry older, whatever the case is. Lopez hopes to study and contribute abroad, working in international communications or related fields. She's especially drawn to Thailand, a place she's already visited more than once. "This has helped me build my social skills," Lopez said. "Learning here how to build connections and being able to talk to everyone face to face, talking to a lot of different individuals, really helped me to build that confidence. It definitely connects with what I want to do in the future." Valdez is looking toward education as a career. "I want to work with kids with autism," she said. "This opportunity really helped me start my career, being self-sufficient and becoming my own person." Valdez plans to begin her studies at Arizona Western College this summer. An AmeriCorps Education Award, received after she continues her term, will help with the tuition. "My daughter's on the spectrum, and I have a love for kids on the spectrum," she said. "I know there's a need for a lot of help. I want to use the skills that I learned with my daughter and help out other people." Valdez said she works with volunteers at the food bank who are on the spectrum. "That's a connection," she said, "between the service she's doing now and the work she plans to do as an educator. They'll tell me their story, that they can't find jobs, but they came here and now they're doing something meaningful," Valdez said. "I feel like there's a connection." Lopez, too, talked about the importance of creating an upbeat atmosphere at the food bank, of greeting community members with a smile and engaging them in conversation. McClendon described the other duties the AmeriCorps members perform as well, such as spreading word about the food bank at fairs and other events. "A lot of them are not familiar with our other distribution sites," Valdez said. "Many of them think they have to come all the way to Yuma just to get their food box." McClendon, who noted that the food bank has 12 distribution sites in Yuma and La Paz counties, emphasized the need for help in Yuma County. Drawing on the most recent figures from Feeding America, she said, "The Arizona state average for food insecurity is 14.4%, but stands at 19.5% in Yuma County. Feeding America calculates food insecurity using indicators such as poverty and unemployment." AmeriCorps members are working at other Yuma County sites, in addition to the Yuma Community Food Bank. Hernandez said members are helping out at Hospice of Yuma and PPEC Tech Charter High School in San Luis. Members also just completed a term at the Regional Center for Border Health. People seeking more information about the Yuma Community Food Bank can visit yumafoodbank.org. For more information about AmeriCorps in Arizona, visit goyff.az.gov/content/AmeriCorps, AmeriCorps. And this article, AmeriCorps members build skills and help the community in Yuma County. Just a reminder, you're listening to the Yuma Sun with Mary Wiegand on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Our next article, Council to Consider Aquatics Feasibility Study. This article by Michael Marish, Sun Staff Writer. The Yuma City Council will consider a cooperative purchase agreement for an aquatics feasibility study at its meeting Wednesday night. The recommendation is to authorize the purchase agreement through Omnia Partner Network for the Aquatic Center Feasibility Study, including Kennedy Pool, to Barry, Dunn, McNeil, and Parker, LLC of Phoenix, Arizona, for $138,260. Conducting an aquatics feasibility study, which was outlined in the Parks, Arts, Recreation, and Trails Master Plan, and shaped by community feedback, supports Council's strategic outcome of connected and engaged. The study will be completed in two phases over approximately 12 months. Phase 1 will focus on needs, demand, and site assessment, including a comprehensive review of existing data, evaluation of current aquatic facilities and regional market conditions, and analysis of national and regional trends. The consultant team will implement a comprehensive community and stakeholder engagement strategy, including public workshops, focus groups, surveys, and an online engagement platform to gather input on desired amenities and programming. In addition, the team will evaluate potential sites and conduct an existing conditions assessment of Kennedy Pool to determine its overall viability and provide recommendations regarding its future. Phase 2 will build out upon these findings through the development of conceptual facility options, operational and financial analyses, and a 5-year pro forma evaluating capital and operating costs, revenue, and funding. Sufficient budget capacity is provided in the fiscal year 2026 City Council-approved budget to engage this study. To accommodate the 12-month study, budget capacity is programmed in the fiscal year 2027 proposed budget, contingent on Council adoption. In another matter, Council will also consider authorizing a 5-year contract with the Arizona Department of Corrections for inmate labor within the city limits, with an estimated annual expenditure of $125,000. The city's inmate work program supports the strategic outcome of creating an active and appealing community by utilizing minimum security inmates to assist with the cleanliness and upkeep of streets, retention basins, pathways, and park facilities, contributing to a more attractive environment for residents and visitors. The program also promotes rehabilitation and community engagement by providing participants with structured work opportunities. Additionally, this cost-effective approach aligns with the city's commitment to being respected and responsible stewards of public resources by delivering essential services at reduced labor cost through the partnership with ADOC, which ensures appropriate guidelines and safety protocols are followed. In September of 1989, the Council approved the first 5-year contract between the city and ADOC for a work program. Since then, the city has renewed and signed a new contract every 5 years, with inmate labor continuing under the previous contract terms until new ones were established. The inmates who participate are minimum security and have been convicted of nonviolent offenses. These inmates are assigned manual tasks on city-owned right-of-way and properties, such as cleaning streets and maintaining retention basins, pathways, and park facilities. According to the contract, ADOC is responsible for screening all participants based on their skills and abilities. ADOC also provides training to city employees involved in supervising the work program. Inmates earn $1.50 per hour for their labor. The city also reimburses ADOC for transportation costs at the state's prevailing mileage rate for each vehicle used to transport inmates to and from work sites. Payment for transportation is provided by ADOC. In additional other news, at the Council's work session on Tuesday, the Council will receive presentations from Oneida Healthcare and the Yuma Police Department, a quarterly financial briefing, and a proposed budget overview for 2027 from Acting City Administrator Jay Simonton and Finance Director Douglas Allen. Both Tuesday's work session and Wednesday's Council meeting start at 5:30 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. and this article, Council to Consider Aquatics Feasibility Study. In other news, three suspects arrested in deadly drive-by shooting. This article by James Gilbert, Sunstaff writer. Three 18-year-old suspects have been arrested in connection with the April 26th drive-by shooting that killed Valentin Morales, the Yuma Police Department announced Sunday. On Saturday, officers working with the Tempe and Glendale Police Departments took Julius Avery Johnson, Antoine Deshaun Yancey, and Moises Murillo into custody in Avondale, Arizona. All three were booked into the Maricopa County Jail on multiple felony charges, including first-degree murder. The homicide happened on Sunday, April 26th, when Yuma police responded to a shots-fired call at 7:48 p.m. in the 500 block of South 15th Avenue. When officers arrived, they found Morales, also 18, unresponsive on the ground and immediately began life-saving measures. He was transported to Onvita Health, where he later died from his injuries. According to the initial investigation, a white four-door sedan drove into the area and fired multiple rounds before fleeing south on 15th Avenue. Witnesses reported seeing at least three male subjects inside the vehicle and described them as either black or Hispanic. Police said the investigation remains active as detectives continue to gather evidence and determine a motive. Anyone with information about the shooting is urged to contact the Yuma Police Department at 928-783-4421 or 78 Crime at 928-782-7463 to remain anonymous. And this article, three suspects arrested in deadly drive-by shooting. Our next article, San Luis High School student to receive coveted Flynn Scholarship to attend ASU. This article by Cesar Nioy for Bajo El Sol. Dateline, San Luis. A passion for learning about space and engineering, and, above all, a strong sense of consistency, helped May Gomez become the only student from the Yuma Union High School District to win the prestigious Flynn Foundation Scholarship. Gomez was recently notified of her selection as one of 20 outstanding high school students who will receive scholarships worth more than $135,000 over 4 years, covering tuition, housing, living expenses, and at least 2 study abroad experiences. May is the first student in the history of San Luis High School to receive the prestigious and highly competitive Flynn Scholarship, and the only one in the county to earn it this year. The foundation announced it received 1,150 applications from students graduating in 2026. Only 20 were selected. For me, it shows that I'm not only making a change in my life, but also in my community. I'm very grateful for this opportunity to continue my studies without the fear of whether I'll have financial stability, that I can pursue my dream and my career, but it's also wonderful to be able to give something back to my community, said Gomez, who will study aerospace engineering at Arizona State University. I've always wanted to pursue higher education, but also contribute to change in the world. And although I knew I wanted to study aerospace engineering, I didn't know much about that field. It just always intrigued me. I knew I wanted to be one of the few people who study it and can make a difference, she said. The young student said that consistency has been key to her achievement. For me, the most important thing has always been consistency. It's what has truly helped me move forward, not giving up when something goes wrong or becomes difficult. Elva Lozano, Gomez's counselor at San Luis High, highlighted the student's qualities. May is an extraordinary student. We know she has a bright future. She's amazing. She's making San Luis proud and making history for our school. This scholarship is very competitive. Many students apply, but only a few are selected, she said. I could talk for hours about everything she has accomplished. I've known her since her freshman year, and she is a student who advocates for herself. She is very mature for her age and doesn't wait for us to seek her out. Gomez, who will be the first in her family to attend college, said her vision for the future is to work as an engineer, building satellites or spacecraft, with a focus on environmental care. May will be recognized as part of the new group of Flynn Scholars at an event to be held May 2nd in Scottsdale. In addition, on May 12th, she will be honored during recognition night at her school for this achievement and for her role as a mentor to other students seeking to pursue higher education. And this article, San Luis High School student to receive coveted Flynn Scholarship to attend Arizona State University. Our last article is a sports short. The regular season is now complete for the Arizona Western College softball team. They finished the regular season on a 6-game winning streak and finished third in the ACCAC standings. The Lady Matadors now turn their attention to the Region 1 playoffs with a return trip to the national tournament on the line. AWC begins the double elimination playoff tournament as the number 3 seed in the 4-team playoff and will face number 2 seed Eastern Arizona. And that's all for our sports short. Well, this wraps up today's YumaSun program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Mary Wiegand. Thank you for tuning in today for the YumaSun. If you miss any of our programs, you can go to our website, sunsounds.org, and search under Broadcast Info and Audio for the program you are interested in. You can take Sun Sounds with you. You can get our stream and our on-demand programs on the new Sun Sounds of Arizona app for Apple and Android devices. You can hear Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or smart home devices. Please stay tuned for more programming. The Wall Street Journal is next. Have a wonderful day.